I love stories with rabbits in them.
There's a rabbit in this.
I tell stories all the time. I used to tell stories all the time about carrots and rabbits.
Really?
And how they were friends and they lived in the bush. I would always talk about those stories all the time. All my friends loved those stories. A lot of girls had sex with me after I told those stories.
I'm talking about carrots and rabbits?
Yes. Every now and then I would just say, look, do you want to hear a story about the carrot and the rabbit? And they would say, yep. And I'd say, okay. See, I didn't have any of this stuff.
Right.
It doesn't work.
That's not rabbit and carrot music.
One time there was a carrot who lived in the woods. And there was a river. And he wanted to cross the river one day. And he couldn't cross the river because he was a carrot. He doesn't know how to swim. But he sat there sulking on the side of the river. And then one day, because the carrot lives a long time, a rock said to him, look, man, you know, you don't have to just sit there and sulk. You can talk to one of my onion friends, and maybe they'll know somebody. So off he went on a magical journey to try and find an onion who had a bunch of onion friends. Onion friends, my bad. And he walked through the sticks and through the leaves, and he got all sore and tired, and he fell asleep and it was dark, and he was scared. And he woke up and he was hungry, and then he kept walking, and then when the sun was coming up, he came over the hill, and he met all these onions that were playing in a field, and then the onions embraced him because they know telepathy, and they were friends with the rock, and the rock said, look out, here comes a carrot. So they're already friends, and they gave him some food and some soup and shit, like, you know how they have those soup with the tin bowls? With the bread that you break off and you dip in there?
Yeah.
That's the meals that onions serve. In their little magical onion cave. And then they said that they'd already... He said that he wanted to cross that river. And they said, look, we know why you're here. We know all about why you're here. And that's why you're in this cave. Eating this special onion soup. That you dip in with that special prison bread. Because we've already contacted Jim. Jim's the rabbit. Who gives free rides to people across the river. But for this small toll, you're gonna have to blow all these onions right now in this cave before Jim gets here.
And then things took a dark turn.
And then and then the carrot pulled down their pants and took onion cock for 6 hours. Turns out Jim was fucking high as a motherfucker and he didn't get there for like another day. By the time Jim got there, the carrot's dead. No, the carrot's mouth was sore as shit.
Right.
But then finally Jim came and took him on a magical journey.
Across
the river. And then when he got to the other side of the river, when he was crossing the river, there was some turbulence, also known river talk as rapids.
Ah.
Some of the rapids were big, some of them were little, but the little ones had a current, and they started pulling the rabbit off to the side behind a log. And that's when the rabbit said, look, I'm running out of steam here. I'm gonna have to dig extra deep. I might even pull a couple of tendons trying to get us out of this. Let's say we make a deal right here where if I get on this log and I make it out, you'll suck my cock and let me bang the living crap out of you in both holes. And the carrot was like, man, this is the only way out.
This carrot's just getting screwed over more and more.
And he's a man of his word. Sorry, he's a woman of his word.
She's a woman of his word.
She's a woman of his word.
She's a woman of her word.
Right, that one. And then he said, okay, I'll do it. She said, okay, I'll do it. And then he jumped on the log and he drove him. Yeah, then this gym guy had a massive rabbit cock and just slaughtered the cat. Anal, like full on vaginal, but twisted, and then the cat passed out from the pain of ecstasy. And
that's the story?
And that's the story. It's really a metaphor. What I'm saying is you are the carrot and I am an onion rabbit.
And that made girls want to sleep with you.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Well, I think that was it.
I don't get it, but...
Well...
That's an awesome story.
I wasn't using it. I was looking at you in your eyes when that
happened. Right.